Okay, great. And you sound fine too, so that's perfect. Well, if you can hear me, I mean, you're not getting an echo or anything like that, so that's perfect. Great.
David
Collins.
30 minutes. Show with David
Collins.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show. I'm your host, David Collins, and we have another great episode for you. I'm really looking forward to today's guest, another great episode here. Of course, we've just returned back from Boston last week. The compilation of some of that footage is on our Patreon, David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show Patreon. So if you wanted to see some of that compilation, of course, much of that is going to end up in the reality show also, which last week, number episode 4 came out, so really looking forward to all of that. After that episode in Rochester came out last week, we got a lot of emails there, so we're going to be covering some of those a little later in the show today. I have touched base with Joe Matarese, and we might be planning some sort of Midwest tour in the spring, so kind of something to keep an eye out there. Of course, I took a bit of a vacation last week, over the weekend. I had a show on Saturday, and then I spent the next day, most of it, fishing with my mother, and that was a great time. And lastly, given some of the news we'll be covering later in the show, I thought it was a great episode here to bring back one of my favorite segments, a great top 10 list. And this week, top 10 list of failed assassination attempts. Number 10 here, Jacques Levade Osamanov's 2008 attempt to assassinate Vladimir Putin, where Russian security services claimed to have uncovered and thwarted the plan, arresting Osmanov and others linked to extremist groups. The incident received significant media attention and led to increased security measures for Russian politicians. We got a great show here, really looking forward to it. Of course, before we start that though, everybody's favorite color of the day. Today's color of the day, cobalt blue. The Olympics in France have begun. The five rings in the Olympics represent Europe, Africa, America, Asia, and Australia. Of course, this year's Olympics take place in Europe, making this week's color of the day cobalt blue. One last thing before we start the show. Of course, today's sponsor of the show, Max Motors in Manhattan, Kansas.
Brought to you by Max Motors. Don't overpay on your next vehicle. Max Motors on Highway 24 in Manhattan.
And thank you, Max Motors, for sponsoring the episode. Oh, we have that loop back there. A little technical difficulties. We can run into that sometimes. This loop, it likes to give us that loop there. Of course, today's guest is Joe Fernandez, and we're going to jump right into world news with David Collins. And when we have a guest on the show here, Joe, I like to ask you, of course, not a slow news week at all, but when you think about world news right now, what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about Biden. I'm thinking about Kamala. Thinking about Trump, thinking about the Olympics. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on in our
right. Certainly, world, a lot of things going on. Some luckier than others too. I think the most important story here, or the biggest, I guess, although things are always coming in. You know, after last week's Saturday, Saturday the 13th might be a sign of good luck.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? The assassination attempt of Donald Trump by Thomas Matthew Crook last week. You know, I think we all learned one thing from the incidents. Trump's head, not as big as we all thought.
Yeah.
Have you been keeping up with that?
I had a show that night.
Wow.
So I was in Kansas City, actually. So I arrive at the show, and it's like 6:30, and it's like, something happened at the Trump rally. All the news stories were basically like, something happened. We don't know yet what it is.
Right, and they're still speculating today. I heard just today that the FBI is calling it shrapnel.
Calling it what?
It's saying that shrapnel actually hit his ear. That seems to be breaking today. That's kind of interesting there.
What is shrapnel?
You know, personally, I'm glad that Trump survived. Can you imagine one week the death of two Slim Shadys?
Wait, who's the other one? Who died?
Oh, well, Eminem's new album, The Death of Slim Shady.
Oh, I didn't know that dropped. All right.
Right, well, that was last week. Not a lot of people did, apparently. He wanted 400 million downloads in the first 24 hours. Less than 200 million.
Oh, damn.
You know, you really do want a politician listening to the voters, but I'm not sure this is what they meant by keeping their ear to the grindstone.
So, when you found out, where were you? Were you in...
Oh, that's a good question. You'd think that'd be something that you'd remember.
But you don't remember where you were?
I don't remember where I was. I could have been doing anything. I think I found out more of that evening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're all very busy people. What am I watching C-SPAN all day? You know, I'm not even sure how people found out so quickly. One story came out of it, and it almost seems like old news now. Did you hear Kyle Gass?
Oh, right.
Jack Black of Tenacious D, Jack Black's partner there, in some hot water there, while performing a happy birthday performance on stage, he ended by saying, "Don't miss next time." That was his birthday wish.
Yeah, I know, but you're not supposed to say it out loud.
Did you make any controversial jokes that evening? Of course, it's rife for comedy, I imagine. You know, why not go for it? Do you ever talk about death or the death of presidents on stage?
Death, I do. I talk about a friend who passed away about 6 months ago. So I do talk about death. But that night, I think my only bit was saying how everyone got their conspiracy theories. Mine was, I think OJ did it. I think OJ Simpson, they faked his death 6 months ago. And that way, when everyone's like, "Hey, is that OJ Simpson?" They're like, "No, he's dead."
Right.
He's gonna put the shot.
Well, that's smart. People say the same thing about Manson. So that's a great angle to go, I imagine, there. Did you hear anything about this Trump's vice president? Of course, people say that Manson leaves prison and performs political assassinations all the time. But do you know anything about this vice president there? You know, J.D. Vance? I really don't know anything about him. I think he sold me a car once.
Brought to you by Max Motors. Don't overpay on your next vehicle. Max Motors on Highway 24 in Manhattan.
J.D. Vance? It does sound like J.D. Power and Motors Award, and J.D. Vance gives the award for best hillbilly elegy.
Well, I think you're right. It is a powerful name there. Have you seen that movie?
No, I've not. It doesn't seem like it's up my alley based on the personality I've seen exude from him.
Right. Well, you get to see him as a young boy there. Might be interesting. I'm sure those types of tales are often interesting there. Before we move on, I wanted to jump to number 9 here on our top 10 list of attempted assassinations. In February of 2022, Quintez Brown was charged with attempting to assassinate Craig Greenberg, a candidate for the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky. Brown allegedly entered Greenberg's campaign office and fired a gun at him. Greenberg was not injured, although a bullet grazed his clothing.
Grazed his clothing?
Right. Well, he must wear loose clothing. That's probably a smart thing to do. Maybe Trump will start doing that.
Wearing baggy jeans and like...
A lot of less... some less lucky people, of course, this week. Did you hear about Richard Simmons and Shelley Duvall dying that same weekend?
Oh, I knew about Simmons. I didn't know about Shelley Duvall.
It was too bad. You know, I'm really hoping St. Peter's got a mental health day that Monday after having to see those two skinless faces.
Wait, how did they both die? Was it old age?
I imagine so. I'm sure the conspiracies are running wild on that one, too, though. New York last week began taking out the trash, and I'm not talking about crime. We don't even have any notes on this, Jerry. I'm not sure if we... It seems like an old story. Now, this New York thing happened even before the assassination. Who's talking about it?
But what? They stopped taking the trash? They
started taking out the trash. In New York City, they're introducing trash cans now. It used to be you just throw the trash on the street.
I know. That's weird that it took till 2024 for them to do that. They've been a city since...
It is strange. Apparently, it took millions of dollars in research to actually pull the trigger.
Yeah, saying that people just prefer a can as opposed to... Like, what was the holdup to begin with? Did they say why they waited so long to do what is the most basic thing, is not have trash bags sitting on the floor of your streets?
You know, I really wish we knew. I have nothing in my notes about it.
If I had to guess, it was probably someone going like, "Hey, why don't we do this basic thing?" And the mayor finally was like, "You know what?
Right.
It's about time."
Right. Well, he probably had somebody he wanted to hire to do the research there.
Yeah.
And that was World News with David Collins. Before we introduce our guest here, why don't we jump at number 8 on our top 10 list of failed assassination attempts. In June 2020, Omar Garcia Harfuch, Mexico City's police chief, survived an assassination attempt by the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. The attack occurred in Mexico City when armed assailants ambushed George Garcia's convoy, resulting in a fierce gunfight. He survived. I think some of his bodyguards were actually killed in the incident.
Yeah, the Jalisco cartel's nothing to mess with, man.
Right? Oh, are you familiar?
Yeah, no, dude. I mean, the Mexican cartel, that is the scariest of all the gangs.
That must be something, you know, on the bright side of being a Chicago comedian, you get to be familiar with so many things that seem very, that's more of a city thing, these cartels, right?
Well, I mean, you know, they communicate with, I think, like, gangsta disciples, probably, and Latin kings.
Right.
And like that. But, yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen enough of also, what's that show that was on? It's like Gangland.
60 Days In.
Oh, I never heard of 60 Days In.
Oh, well, that's a great show there. Today's guest is a very funny stand-up comedian from Chicago, Illinois. He's performed all over the Midwest at great venues like Moco Game Room and Hot Dog Bar in Cedar Rapids, Barrel of the Bottoms in Kansas City, Blue Room Comedy Club in Springfield, Missouri, The Drop Comedy Club in South Bend, and many more. Of course, in Chicago, he's a regular at clubs such as Zany's, The Comedy Bar, and The Laugh Factory. Today's guest is also no stranger to a podcast, appearing on great shows such as 30 Characters Podcast. Please make some noise for our great guest today, Joe Fernandez. That's interesting, though. Do you do a lot of shows that have 30 in the title?
I still got the applause going here. Can you hear it?
Oh, of course. We'll give a nice welcome there. 30
what a solid
in the title. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. What did you say? The what?
You're on so many shows with 30 in the title.
Just 30 characters and...
David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's two right there.
Wow.
That's more than most.
Why don't we look at number 7 here? And on today's top 10 list, Kim Jong-sung, a real estate dealer who was wearing a paper crown reading, "I'm Lee Ju-mung," and was carrying a sign that said 200 seats at the National Assembly, was promptly arrested after attempting to stab Lee Jae-mung, South Korean MP and leader of the Democratic Party. That might have been a bad translation or something. That seemed a little off.
Dude, he had a successful assassination attempt Kim Jong-un did against his brother. Did you ever see that?
No, that's interesting. Of course, we're covering failed attempts.
No, I know, right. That
so
one
it might
was
not successful. Be on the list. We ask at the end, you know, if you thought we missed any. But that's an interesting
one. That
one
was successful. They tricked these women into thinking they were doing a prank show, and they rubbed poison on his brother's face.
Oh,
and they
wow.
thought that they were doing, like, a hidden camera prank show, and it turned out they were murdering the brother of the president of North Korea.
Well, I hope they at least used the footage for something. That sounds like a fascinating program, and they could get away with a lot over there. You know, we want to learn more about you and your comedy, Joe Fernandez, but we do have one segment that we have to jump into right away here. David Collins in the Wild. Because there was an interesting that came up, and if anybody is running into any more of these David Collins in the Wild, make sure you email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. What I happen to run into, I was performing, I've been doing some stand-up comedy this last year, we've been taking a little more seriously, long story short, and I was performing on a Don't Tell show in Iowa City last week. I had a great 10-minute set, and I'm really happy about it. It might have been the best set that I've ever had. A great crowd, probably 50 people there, you know, which is tough for the summer. It is what it is. But there was somebody in the audience that came up to me afterwards, and he said, "Hey, I'm David Collins." Why don't we take a quick listen?
"Hi, I'm David Collins."
See? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
David
no, yeah.
Allen Collins. Do you know any David Collins?
You're the first one I've ever met, man.
You'd be surprised. There's so many. Even last November, I believe, there was a David Collins, also from Manhattan, Kansas, age 33, rolled his Ford truck in a ditch there and died. And people were very concerned. They said, "Oh, is this you?"
But it wasn't, obviously.
Of
You're
course.
Doing fine.
No,
yeah.
But I think it was actually good for the maybe you call it a brand. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, no, it's good for the people are like, "We should tune in now. Let's subscribe to his Patreon so he feels better."
Right. Well, we didn't have the Patreon until last month, but that's another great way to mention it. Thanks for plugging that there. Why don't we look at number 6 on our top 10 list here? August 20, 2022, Salman Rushdie, the renowned British-American author, was attacked on stage in New York by Hadi Mattar. Rushdie was speaking at a literary event when Mattar, armed with a knife, attacked him. Rushdie sustained severe injuries, including damage to his liver and loss of sight in one eye. Mattar was apprehended at the scene.
That's right. You tried to stab him, right?
Right. I actually was under that. I was in a big argument last week. And, you know, you must probably say this ad nauseum if you asked me this earlier. I would have been able to think of that. I just can't remember right now. But in that case, I was very adamant that he had actually died in that incident. And I was saying, "No, he's certainly dead." And he said, "No, he's alive. He was on Bill Maher."
Yeah, yeah. That's how you find out most people are still alive, is they appear on Bill Maher.
Oh, that's a great point. Maybe I might have to take note of that.
Cornel West.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Since 2007. I mean, I did sketch comedy in high school and stuff like that, and I did improv in college, but...
Oh, interesting.
Stand-up, Yeah, stand up since 2007. But like, yeah, I went to Marquette. I got the Chris Farley scholarship to go there for being funny, I guess. So,
oh, well, that's great. And you perform all over too. It's not just, have you always been in Chicago?
Yeah, I just love the city so much. And, you know, I get to do the best shows in the city. So it's not like, I don't have a burning desire to go to New York or LA unless I have like a really good job opportunity out there. But
we have people here that are now shipping off to Austin more regularly. Of course, you know, I'm familiar. You see people or you hear stories, they go to New Jersey or New York City or even Colorado, Denver or something like that. But now more and more people you hear going down to Austin.
Yeah, I was just down there. I didn't have the best time, honestly. It felt very corporate a little bit.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it felt like, I don't know, just very competitive and stuff. And I was like, I think because they have the big...
That's very interesting. We actually would want to hear a little more about that. Unfortunately, that sound means, though, it is time for our first game. I'm not sure if anybody let you know, but we do play some games on this show. And this game, I'm really looking forward to. Kind of a personal favorite of mine. We haven't played it in a while. Finish the Punchline. Rodney Dangerfield edition. So we're going to start a joke, and about halfway through that joke, right before the punchline, we're going to stop, and you're going to have to finish that punchline. Of course, it's a little fun in this case, because they're all Rodney Dangerfield jokes, which might even give people a little bitter, best, better, more of a chance there. You try to finish a Seinfeld joke, you say, oh, I don't know where that's going. How am I going to make this funny? That seems a little bit Rodney Dangerfield. He really walks you there, and it's a race, it feels like. It's one of my favorite games. Are you ready to play Finish the Punchline?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Why don't we jump into round one here? Do you like Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I mean, I haven't heard any of his stuff in forever, but...
Oh, perfect. What a refresher. Mm-hmm. If you had to name one comedy inspiration, who do you think you'd name?
Oh, Mitch Hedberg, for sure.
Why don't we jump into round one here? When I was a kid, on Halloween, the parents in the neighborhood, blank. When I was a kid, on Halloween, the parents in the neighborhood, blank. What did those parents do, do you think?
It's going to be something along the lines of he's ugly, that they think he's already in costume, or that they think he's a parent. That's what I would have to guess. And it's like the parents in the neighborhood thought I was a parent too, or something along those lines. I tell you, I get no respect, you know?
Right. It seemed almost like it would have been that. When I was a kid, on Halloween, the parents in the neighborhood sent their kids out looking like me.
That he's ugly, though.
Right.
Because he's a very heinous man.
Oh, it seems like a coin flip there. It could have gone either way, but that's all right. And you know, it's tough. People tell us all the time, do you have a buzzer that's something in between a win and a loss, because it's so close and we haven't made that yet, unfortunately. Why don't we look at round two here? In the school I went to, they asked a kid to prove the law of gravity, and he blank. In the school I went to, they asked a kid to prove the law of gravity, and he blank.
And he shoved me to the ground. Something about him hitting Rodney Dangerfield, perchance?
I want to go with the shove here. That sounds so right here. In the school I went to, they asked a kid to prove the law of gravity, and he threw the teacher out of the window.
Oh, so the teacher...
took the shove there.
I assume he's so self-deprecating it had to do with him.
Right. No, but he's never getting into a fight, that Rodney Dangerfield. A bit of a pacifist, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield was known for protesting the Vietnam War.
Is that right?
No, I just think it'd be so funny, though, seeing him with all these college kids.
Right, well, these days, maybe he'd be taking credit there. Is he still alive?
No, Dangerfield, he gone.
Right.
He passed away, I want to say like 5 or 6 years ago, right?
Well, maybe we'll have to do. There's a dead guy Dan could do. We sometimes play a game called What Dead Guy Is Dan Doing? Why don't we look at round three here? My wife's jealousy is getting ridiculous. The other day, she looked at my calendar and wanted to know blank. My wife's jealousy is getting ridiculous. The other day, she looked at my calendar and wanted to know blank.
Ooh. I mean, the first thing that popped in my mind was wanted to know when I'm going out of town so she can be alone.
She's a jealous lady.
Yeah, I know. So that's why that doesn't make sense. It's got to be something about looking at his calendar. She's jealous. Oh, she's jealous of man.
I'm sorry, yeah. You've ran out of time here. My wife's jealousy is getting ridiculous. The other day, she looked at my calendar and wanted to know who May was.
Oh, so that one's a wordplay one. Okay.
Right. You know, these are the strangest Rodney Dangerfield jokes I think we could find. And nowhere any mention of respect.
No, I know. That is interesting because that's kind of all he talks about.
Why don't we jump to number 5 here on our top 10 list of failed assassinations? Number 5, Nyamur Zakahara Rahman was arrested and charged in 2017 with plotting to assassinate the UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Rahman was accused of planning to attack the Prime Minister's residence at Downing Street with a bomb and a knife. I'd say just pick one.
Yeah, right. But it seems like the bomb would have done the job. Yeah, but like if McVeigh had had a knife, it'd have been like, why that? You already had the bomb part. You know?
That sounds pretty demented. So tell me about your comedy special. Why did you call it that?
It was a thread that I was going with. My first special was called Ugly. And then
At the beginning, you say, you better watch that first one. This is a sequel. You're going to be lost in the plot line. So I'm going to do your material.
But yeah, the first one I called Ugly. And then there's a joke I have where I say, I'm not ugly, I'm demented. So I was just creating a through line between the two specials. But I mean, it's something more for me than anything. So like, that was kind of why I just did it like that. So.
Right. Well, you're cataloging your career. Are you somebody, would you say that when you're on the road in the Midwest and things that you no longer do that material from your first and now second special?
No, I'm doing an all new hour when I've traveled. So it's been really nice. It's been super fun. Yeah.
That must be very difficult there. How do you come up with your material?
Fortunately, that's the nice thing about doing all these amazing shows like Laugh Factory and Zany's is that you get the opportunity to try out your new stuff in front of a real crowd and hone it. And then when I was headlining, it slowly but surely went from the old hour to let's do 2 new jokes, 3 new jokes, 4 new jokes. And slowly but surely after doing longer sets,
right,
you just suddenly develop a new one. So
you're the first person to ever record at the Laugh Factory. Is that right?
Yeah, only person so far. I don't know if anyone else is planning on doing it, but I'm the only one who's ever done it at Laugh Factory Chicago, which is a pretty cool claim to fame.
Did they assist with you? Yeah, that's exactly right. And it seemed like it was recorded very well. You had great audience shots. It was edited. Did you do a lot of the editing yourself, or did you have somebody assist you with a lot of that?
So I helped the editor. Like, we kind of went through it together. But, yeah, I mean, it's always a tough call because you kind of can analyze it too much, and then you're like, well, which...
Right. Which well, certainly, you know, I'm standing over Jerry's shoulder all the time. We're editing this reality show and we can't get anything done because we just can't move. We can't move forward 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're like, which shot do we use? What's the better pop? Yeah. I mean, editing is by far the biggest pain in any form of entertainment. It's so painstaking.
Now you're in Chicago. I wanted to ask this to you because you're actually the first. You'd be surprised here. I'm actually located in this Iowa area the last year. So close to Chicago, we see them come through. But I've had more New York comedians or a Portland comedian. I'm having trouble getting any Chicago comedians on the show. In fact, I wanted to have Aaron Putnam on the show last fall. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Aaron Putnam.
Yeah, I know Aaron.
He ended up blocking me on all social media. So that was an interesting story. So we actually haven't had that much luck there with Chicago comedians, incidentally. Kind of interesting there. Why don't we look at number 4 on our list, top 10 list of failed assassinations? You might be familiar with this one. Number 4, Mike DiPolito. In 2009, Dahlia DiPolito hired a hitman to take out her husband. But it was a setup, and he watched the whole thing on since-released body cam footage. Do you remember that?
No, wait, who? Dahlia?
Dahlia DiPolito, who hired a hitman to assassinate Mike DiPolito. That's a great story, and famous body cam footage. She says no, 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 but she's lying.
Wait, well, who are these people? I don't even know who they are.
Oh, they're civilians.
Oh, just regular people.
Right. But it was an assassination attempt, and that's why Dahlia and Mike DiPolito find their place at number 4 on our top 10 list of failed assassination attempts.
Yeah, I guess it's impressive that – well, I guess is that – does assassination apply to just regular people? I thought it was always like assassinations for politicians.
I'm not sure. What are you hiring the hitman for? A pat on the back, I would say. Would you assassinate my husband? So you have so little material. I was actually, I don't know, or surprised or impressed. Maybe some people would want to hear more. But you have so little material actually about the pandemic. And I would say in your special, it's actually pretty timeless material. Not a lot of it is too topical. Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, no. I always try and make sure it's evergreen. So like
evergreen.
Even the stuff that was, well, like, you know, like it, like in the future, the jokes will still translate.
I see.
So like the two jokes I had that even related to the pandemic were just a long sex drought I had. Because of the pandemic, but then the whole joke's just about a long sex drought, and then doing YouTube workouts, which again was only being done because I did the pandemic, but it's more about that. So,
you did like Zoom open mics?
Oh, I only did a couple, but man, just brutal. Like,
wow.
You know, I only did a couple of those shows. And
I'd rather it just be a chat room.
Yeah. I mean, and people did this to show they're laughing, and it's like, but I also can see your face. So if you're doing this, it means you're enjoying it on a very superficial, you're just letting me right. know. You're being a supportive parent, basically.
Maybe I'd do a Zoom show for a nursing home. Then at least I don't think you'd get a different reaction, I suppose, there.
It'd just be slower.
Jerry and I have been playing Guitar Hero all week. Well, he just wrote that here. Guitar Hero all week. You want a guitar? That's a good joke. I love a little wordplay there.
That was topical. That was a topical one, yeah.
We wanted to jump into a quick segment here. I'm not sure if you know this. There are other people out there named Joe Fernandez, so we wanted to jump into this next segment here. People with the same name.
People with the same name.
Joe Fernandez is a Cuban-American businessman, most well known for his work on the social media company Clout. He attended, but did not graduate from, the University of Miami. He moved to New York City, where he then met his wife. Joe Fernandez.
He's doing way better than me. I bet you every Joe Fernandez you have listed is doing better financially than I am.
Oh, well, we usually just pick the most interesting one. Not a lot of Joe Fernandez. You know, it sounds like, oh, that sounds like a pretty common name. But I'm not sure if a lot of people with the last name Fernandez pick the first name Joe.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They probably go with some, like, Jose or something. Possibly. Jose Fernandez. You could look him up. He's dead, though. He's a pitcher who died in a, what, boating accident or something? Are you a sports fan?
No.
Oh, okay.
But many of our listeners are. In fact, that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. Why don't we just jump into that segment right here? But first, why don't we look at number 3 in our top 10 list of failed assassination attempts. July 20th, 1944, Klaus von Stauffenberg, a German army officer. Oh, I'm sure many people were expecting this one on the list here. Klaus von Stauffenberg attempted to assassinate Adolf Hitler in a plot known as Operation Valkyrie. Stauffenberg planted a bomb in the briefcase and left it in the meeting room at Hitler Wolf's Lair headquarters. The bomb exploded, but Hitler survived with minor injuries. Did you know that story already?
I only knew that there was that Tom Cruise movie, and for whatever reason, no one had an accent in it. They all spoke with American. I didn't see the movie, but I know of it, Operation Valkyrie.
I see Glory.
Glory?
I'm not sure if that's the name of the show, but why don't we drop into our next segment here?
What are you doing?
I'm emailing David Collins.
David Collins call-ins and emails. And since we're on the subject of sports there, maybe this one will be a little to you because he had a little PS at the end here for Jerry, and I have a message from Jerry here for you. Matt O'Daniels from South Carolina. David, enjoyed your latest DC 30-minute half-hour show with Carl. I was recently in Rochester, New York. We did a live episode with Carl Hamburger. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
No.
You crushed it on Who Are These Podcasts with Carl. Happy for you, David. Enjoy the rest of your trip and hope you continue to crush it with Kreger's and Blind Mike. Keep it up. Sincerely, Matt O'Daniels. P.S. Tell Jerry that the Iowa offense will average 19 points per game this year. And I'm not sure what that is a reference to. I don't really understand that. But I told that to Jerry, and Jerry told me Hayden Fry, a coach in the 80s and 90s, was a psych guy and painted the locker rooms pink to calm the opposing teams down. It was a huge deal when I was a freshman there, and about how it was too feminine. Now it's funny because they're just ahead of the curve. And that was Jerry's response there, Matt. But thank you so much for that email. Do you know anything about this Iowa offense?
Well, I know that they were bad last year and that they, like, every time they played, the over-under on a game was like 20 points. So the Iowa's defense was incredible, but Iowa's offense was awful, which it seems weird that you can't recruit on one side of the ball.
Right. Well, that, you know, is, I mean? That is strange. Well, I'm glad that we have somebody here that has a little insight in that subject.
Yeah, Jerry knows what I'm talking about. Get a decent quarterback or running back. Switch it out with a linebacker.
Exactly. Are you familiar with Austin Ingles?
The name sounds familiar. What is
Austin Ingles is a very funny Quad Cities comedian. Quad Cities in the Illinois-Iowa region there. Stand-up comedian that recently moved to Austin, Texas. But he likes to send us in a nice voicemail every once in a while. So why don't we take a quick listen to Austin Ingles?
I'm evil, so evil.
David, how we doing? I've had a big week as a stan.
I've been listening to Eminem since I was a kid, and his new album, he makes fun of deaf people, which is ironic because him screaming in my ears for 25 years is going to cause me to go deaf. Thanks, David. Really, really enjoyed the reality episode. Keep up the good work. Really, really miss you, man.
Well, you're very much missed here too, Austin Ingles. You know, it's tough. You go out there, you leave everybody that is, you know, you have a routine here, and then you got to go and start something new. But he's already working the door at somewhere and doing pretty well down there, as far as I understand. Thanks so much for that voicemail.
That was super heartfelt at the end.
Right. I hope he's okay. I haven't talked to him since he sent that voicemail. Lastly, we have a couple other emails here, I think. One from Spurg Snake. He reached out and let us know. He answered, name that burger hamburger 2 out of 3 times correctly. So great job there, Snake. We played a game, name that burger hamburger, because his name was Carl Hamburger. So it was a great game there. And we have another email here from The Great Sea Moose. Ahoy, The Great Sea Moose here. I've been catching up on the show and wanted to commend you for an astute observation that you made during my favorite segment, Color of the Day. Blue is indeed a color associated with sadness, and I don't know how many people have really made this connection. You said to email you if you were feeling sad, so my hands were, as they say, tied. To clarify, this is meant figuratively. My hands are actually quite free, and I wouldn't have been able to type this if they were bound as previously suggested. Anyway, for all of you reading this, you've been David Collins, and I've been the best. Well, I responded to The Great Sea Moose, and we chatted about it. I sent him a nice YouTube page. When I get blue, I like to look at a YouTube video. You know, none in particular. I sent him the YouTube channel Billy McNeely. He's a large, lumbering man that teaches karate, but not so well.
Did he explain why he's the Great Sea Moose?
No, he never has, but he's a great person that likes to email the show every few months, and we love to have his emails read on the show. Do you do a podcast or anything on TikTok or anything like that?
No, we just do our 30 characters podcast, just basically like we play a bunch of goofy characters, go in and out between ourselves and the characters. So that's what our main one is.
I see. Well, that's interesting there. And I wanted to ask you if you had any emails on that show, but we are running out of time, and that sound means it's time for our second and last game. And our last game today here is a little more for you here. Game 2 today is Joe Schmo or Someone You Should Know. It's name that semi-famous Joe, whoever that might be. So we're going to describe a Joe, and you're going to have to give us the last name of that Joe. Are you ready to play Joe Schmo or Someone You Should Know? And it really is up in the air there. You know, the answer almost should be, who knows that Joe? That's a Joe Schmo, you know, but you know, you could know all of these, I would say. Why don't we jump into round one here? But first, I wanted to do number 2 on our top 10 list of failed assassination attempts. March 30th, 1981, U.S. President Ronald Reagan was the target of an assassination attempt in Washington, D.C. John Hinckley Jr. fired 6 shots outside the Hilton Hotel, hitting Reagan in the chest. Reagan was seriously wounded, but survived after emergency surgery.
That's my favorite one, John Hinckley.
Oh, great. You know, I believe his brother was scheduled to have dinner with the Bushes that weekend.
Oh, really? I was going to say he was doing it to impress Jodie Foster.
Right.
It was basically a real-life taxi driver.
Did we ever get Jodie Foster's comments on that?
Yeah, she said I think she ended up marrying the guy. She was like, that's exactly what I wanted.
Oh, good for them.
She would shoot Reagan, and it just, she certainly isn't currently gay.
Interesting. You know, a lot of these, if they get apprehended and they don't die at the time, a lot of these shooters end up having a lot better lives in the future, I think.
Well, they're finally getting taken care of.
Right. Why don't we jump in round one here?
Yeah.
This Joe is an American actor who started his career in the 2002s, Spider-Man. He's best known for his role in HBO's True Blood and also has appeared in many movies throughout the 2010s. Name that Joe.
I mean, I've seen the Spider-Man movies, but I gotta go with Joe Schmo. I don't know who it is.
Right. Well, it's tough to say. This Joe is Joe Manganiello.
No idea.
Manganiello. Yeah, you probably could have ran this through Jerry first. we usually talk out some of the names. This isn't good. But Joe Manganiello, he is a famous, you know, we've, of course, we described him, best known for HBO's True Blood. Have you seen that? Yeah. Do you watch HBO?
No, that I love HBO, but I've never seen True Blood. I've seen the Spider-Man movies, though, so that's why I'm curious who he is in those.
Right. You know what's always interesting? Whenever I watch the Spider-Man movies, I like to say, oh, look, it's Jim Norton. He drives the bus, and you say, oh, wow.
Wait, I don't even remember which. Is that the first, second, or third one?
That's a great question. Why don't we look at round two here? Do you like this game?
Yeah, I love it. I'm excited to see if I know someone.
Perfect. Well, I hope you do here. Round two, a stand-up comedian known for his performances on America's Got Talent and The Late Show with David Letterman. Most recently, he released a comedy special, Mullets and Mixtapes, this year. Can you name that comedian? Released a brand new special, and he's a household name, appeared on America's Got Talent. Joe?
Joe Schmo for me, man. I don't know.
That's too bad. Well, maybe you'd like that special, Mullets and Mixtapes, by Joe Matarese.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, yeah.
Of course, everybody knows Joe Matarese there. You know what's interesting about that special, and I was keeping an eye out to see if you did it, he walks up and he says, welcome to Mullets and Mixtapes. And I was wondering, oh, is Joe Fernandez also going to say the name of the special in the special?
I mean, everyone does, kind of, right? I think you name your special after one of your jokes or something.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Why don't we look at round three here? A prominent comedian and a podcast host known for his long-form interviews on a popular show that features a wide range of guests, from celebrities to experts in various fields. Who is that Joe?
Gosh, I was thinking David Letterman, but he's not a Joe. That's the only person that comes to mind, David Letterman.
David Letterman. Well, it's funny. I just named David Letterman on the previous question, though. Are you going to lock in David Letterman?
Yeah, I'm going to say that David Letterman's real name is Joe Letterman.
Well, I think you're going to be kicking yourself after this one there. A prominent comedian and podcast host known for his long-form interviews. That's Joe Rogan.
Oh, well, of course. Okay.
Certainly no Joe Schmo, I would say.
No, right, yeah.
Another household name there. I wonder if you put a lineup. The thing is that, you know, a lot of people think Joe Rogan might still be niche, but I guess people do know his name a little more there, but less people, I guess, do know Joe Matarese. Lastly, why don't we just jump into number one and finish off our list of top 10 failed assassination attempts. Do you think we missed any?
No, but I feel like I could guess this one. I'm trying to think, because when you said the Reagan one, I'm like, now I'm trying to think of who the other failed. There was one that was for a U.S. president who still ended up giving a speech after the assassination attempt.
Right. It's funny that you should mention that. Number one, Donald Trump's attempted assassination by Thomas Matthew Crooks, Saturday, July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, bad. Yeah.
So, yeah, I could say fight is a little bit of a speech. So it was pretty similar.
Yeah, no, there was one of an older dude, though, who got shot and then, like, early 20th century, he got shot and then still gave a speech later.
Interesting. Oh, I think, yeah. I do remember that, and he holds it there. Well, that might have been Jackson. No, I'm not really too familiar. Just a shot in the dark. Well, I have a 1 in 47 chance, though. That's not the worst odds there. Can you name all the presidents? Joe Fernandez, no. Thanks so much for coming on the show today. It's so great to have you. You're a great guest. Do you have anything else that you want to plug or mention or any questions for me?
Just the specials on Ugly on Tubi, Demented on YouTube, 30 Characters Podcast, Joe Fernandez Comedy on Instagram, and David, no questions for you, man, but I did enjoy my time here.
Wow, what a great episode. That's perfect. Everybody listening, I've been David Collins, and you've been the best.
David
Collins. 30 minutes.
Show with David
Collins.